Behind the Wheel with Peter Hitchener and Chris Miller. Driven by behindthewheel.com.au.
When do we go for a ride?
Alrighty, this week you need to keep a very close eye on your speedometer. We don't want any errant fines flying around.
No.
And, you know, if you do have to deal with a speeding fine, we may be able to shed some useful, which is unusual for us, advice on your dilemma.
I think this is a very interesting. There are certain steps you can take just to make sure that if you have got a speeding fine, that it really is you.
Yeah. Mm. The lovely Effie Zahos, you'll remember Effie. She's from Money Magazine. She's the editor.
Yep.
And she's done a bit of an in-depth kind of study as to, you know, what speeding fines are about and how you might possibly be able to get yourself out of one.
Mm.
She's coming later in the show, and I'm actually really looking forward to that conversation.
Yes.
Not that I would ever speed myself. I've never done it,
no.
You know, and I've never ever received a speeding fine. And
that is amazing, you know. You haven't ever been booked for speeding.
No, it's because I don't speed. I've
known you for years, and you never have. Isn't that amazing? Whereas I... And I try so hard to stick to the speed limit, and... If I'm booked, it's only over by the...
And is it always normally in a 50 kilometre an hour zone going through
it's called
a light or something?
No, it's called Flinders Street. I think it's a 40 kilometre an hour zone.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they have lights pretty much on every intersection.
They do.
And, you know... Anyway, that's how it works. Just little ones, but they, you know, I don't want to get any speeding fines because I don't believe in speeding. I think you should stick to the speed limit. And yet sometimes it's awfully hard to avoid
them. It is indeed,
them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, a bit of advice on that. Also, some great news. Melbourne, or Australia at least, is getting a brand new car show. Now, you've heard of the SEMA show in Los Angeles.
Yes.
It's kind of, you know, where the tuners go. It's kind of where you get the latest technology for, you know, your car sound system or your ignition system or whatever.
And you want to just look at the latest trends in wheels and fat tyres and all that sort of stuff.
And the boys who really kind of pour their heart and soul into, you know, restoring beautiful old Cadillacs or something along those lines. Yeah. Australia's getting its own version. It's called MotorX.
Great.
It's going to be a massive show. It's got some huge stars too coming out from the LA show to help judge.
Good.
We're going to find out. I've got Andrew. He's one of the blokes who works for MotorX. He's on the show a little later, so we're going to find out all the ins and outs of that, find out how much it's cost to get in and where it is and all that sort of stuff.
And it's amazing. I was chatting to a group the other day from a classic car club or a vintage car club, just a car club.
Sure.
It was really wonderful to see. How long is it since you have seen a Humber Super Snipe? That's what I'd like to know. Or a DeSoto. And the people who restore them are so funny and so nice and... Oh, gosh, it was great.
Do they do anything to the power steering in the Humber Super Snipe? Because I do seem to remember that the power steering in the Humber Super Snipe was... like the name suggested, super and a bit snipey because just one tiny little sort of twitch on the steering wheel and you'd be taking a sharp left.
No, I didn't. But there was a Daimler like one my grandmother had, a Daimler that had kind of push-button pre-selection for a kind of semi-automatic transmission that I think the Valiant came up with several years later.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very interesting going to these shows.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And this one, one of the biggest that you'll see. So we'll get all the detail for you there. Perennial favourite of kind of your, I suppose, outer eastern suburban kind of Sydneyites and Melbourneites. It's a Subaru Outback. Every second house seems to have one, don't they?
Yes, you've got to have one of those. Or maybe there could be a bit of a Range Rover there in the driveway. You never
might
can
be
tell.
Kinda, they're the affluent ones, the ones with the Range Rovers. They're the ones that have, you know, kind of had an inheritance or something.
You'd have to be affluent to afford one of these things.
So Subaru Outback, I think, is the answer for a lot of people.
I think it is.
And Simon Lai has been driving the 2018 version of it. So we're going to try and figure out whether it's still relevant.
Yep.
It's been around for a while.
It has. Look, I just was following a Subaru in here today, and I thought, my goodness me, it's had a facelift.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I haven't sort of taken much notice of them for the past few months, and suddenly there's a brand new look, and they look great.
Well, Simon's going to give us all the latest on that. Really looking forward to chatting with Rachel Franco later in the show. She has some excellent ideas about homemade car accessories.
Oh, could you do that? Is a marvellous idea. Can
it is,
you
isn't
think
it?
Of anything better than, look, go home at night.
Do you your think, own pinstripe.
Oh, look, I want to weave a rug for the back seat for the kids because, you know, it's just, that's lovely. And put the insignia of the car on it. So
oh, yeah.
If you're driving a Tesla or a Ford or
sure.
a Holden,
yep. Get the logo there.
A Commodore rug that you've,
beautiful.
A homemade one, weaved yeah. yourself.
Love
from,
for the back dash by parcel
yes.
shelf, yeah?
Oh, absolutely yeah. delightful.
I also think is another way you can repurpose Venetian blinds, for example, you know,
lovely.
The slimline ones from your laundry and kind of repurpose them for the back window.
All right then. Okay, I'm going to fess up. Yes, we did have a Zephyr 6 when I was growing up and it did have a blind in the back, so there, I've said it. And also it had a wind deflector on the driver's side.
Oh, so you can ash your cigarette out
you
the...
You can have your arm just comfortably sitting out the window. Quite illegal now.
Of course.
And of course, we also had a sun visor on the front. Mind you, this was in country Queensland, and it did get
you
hot
needed it all those things, absolutely.
Oh, you have to, of course you do.
Did it have air conditioning?
Air conditioning? It had windows. And we had a portable radio, a Fettus car radio, if you don't mind.
Wow.
Oh, this was an aftermarket thing. And it had a cradle that sat... Even though it was a bench front seat, yes, it was.
Yeah.
But it had this cradle that sat under the dash,
yeah.
And you popped this portable car radio in there.
A portable, oh, so yep. you could take it in and out. Right.
Take it in and out. Take it into the house and listen to your heart's content, and then pop it in the car. The only thing was, as I mentioned, we were in outback Queensland, and the roads were absolutely littered with potholes and corrugations. And so, you're listening to the news or whatever you're listening to, and it got a bit interrupted. So a little wad of paper jammed in underneath
oh, of course,
it would
yes,
keep
okay,
it
yep,
properly
yep, right, yep.
properly connected. But we digress. I could talk like this all day. Look out.
I'm going to take you for a drive around the block in a car that doesn't have, unfortunately, a portable car radio.
Oh.
If you want to listen to the radio, you're going to be in this car.
Oh.
It too has windows, but it does have air conditioning. It doesn't have a petrol motor, though.
Ah, I bet it is as fast can be.
Pretty good. It's got a BMW badge on it.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's go. Alrighty, so we've made it down to the BMW i3S, and as we mentioned, this is an all-electric vehicle from BMW, and I've got to say, just looking at it, it looks like nothing else on the road. It's got to be about the most modern thing you've ever seen. It's got a really quite small footprint, sits quite tall, and it's got the most enormous wheels you've ever seen. In fact, 20 inches they are. They've got a double-spoke style alloy. It looks very classy, particularly when you've got the black accents and the dark blue body colour. The body colour, in fact, is, I believe, an optional extra, yet metallic paintwork, $1,090 to get it in this nice dark blue. But it really is a car that turns head. There's no doubt about it. You drive down the road and people kind of snap their neck to get a bit of a closer look at it, thinking, what is it? As I say, it's a small footprint, but yet there's a vast amount of space inside. And I think one of the best little tricks about the BMW i3 is the way the doors open. So you open the passenger side door, you then have a back door, but you need to have the front door open and open the back door up in a suicide style. So I remember kind of the cars of the 30s. This configuration basically opens the entire side of the car up, meaning really easy access, whether you're getting in the back or the front. But look, it really is a great looking car. You can hear that back door close with a real thud. I think it's probably time to jump into it and get a bit more of an insight into the interior, which again, like the exterior, it's like nothing else on the road. So inside the cabin of the BMW i3, you notice it's almost like a lounge room-like appearance. You sit quite high. You've got a great view. In front of you, the biggest dash you've ever seen in your life. It just seems to go on forever. A lot of it's made up from recycled plastics. We've got bamboo in here and recycled materials. It's all very green. Got a massive big central screen. I think it looks to be about 12 inches wide. And that, of course, is where your iDrive controller works and you can get your phone and your radio and your maps and all that sort of stuff. Groovy little steering wheel, unlike anything else you find in any other BMW. And an odd thing is the gear shift or the gear selector. It's positioned on the right-hand side of the steering wheel. And it's kind of a, well, a
quite cumbersome looking flap, I've got to say. You can press forward for drive, back for reverse, and to put it in park, you just hit a button on top of the stalk. But it's kind of the weirdest looking thing inside the cabin. The rest of it is stunning. It's definitely a member of the BMW family. You can see common themes, but unlike any other BMW, kind of the architecture of the dash is completely different. So, as I mentioned, it is all electric. It produces 135 kilowatts and 200 newton metres. The battery range, which of course is the big talking point when you talk about electric vehicles, is up to 200 kilometres. That's the official figure quoted from BMW. I must say, on full charges, about the most I've seen is 183 kilometres. And depending on your driving style, depends on how far you can go. If you're looking at freeway driving the whole time, you're going to through the battery. However, driving through the city, this is where this car really comes into its own, because when you're stopped in traffic, the car's turned off, you're not emitting any noxious gases and you're not using any fuel whatsoever. It really is specifically designed for a city, but the great thing is you can do a long, you know, a reasonably long trip. You just got to make sure you stay overnight so that you can accommodate your 11-hour charge time if you deplete the battery. Price-wise, it's not cheap. It is a BMW, but you're looking at $69,900 before any options. As I mentioned, this car does have the metallic paint at $1,000. It's also got the, or what BMW call is the iInterior Design Suite, and that gives you, natural leather on the door panels as well as on the dash. You get roof liner in Carrum Spice Grey, steering wheel in satin silver with a contrasting ring. For all of that, you're up for $1,538. And for the wheels, the 20-inch wheels I mentioned before, looking at $231 as an option there. I'm wondering whether that might be a mistake, because it's about the cheapest option I've ever seen from BMW. But basically, the car I'm sitting in now, $74,759. Then you've got your on-road costs on top of that. So let's take it for a drive. I think that's probably the best thing to do. You can hear the nice little bongs that greet you to tell you to put your seatbelt on, and the dash lights up. On both screens, you've got the big screen with all your information, and then directly behind the steering wheel, that's where you'll see your speed, and it also lets you know about your battery charge, how many kilometres you've got left, and whether or not you're using charge or generating charge, because of course, as you lift off the gas, basically it's sucking back or recovering all that energy that's coming through the wheels to feed back into the battery. I don't think it makes a huge difference, but every little bit helps, I suppose. So I'm going to try and give you an insight as to what this thing sounds like. You are unfortunately going to have to be very quiet and listen very carefully, because it's a very quiet car. All right, so I'm moving now. Yep, we're actually going. I've got a bit of a speed hump here. You heard the doors lock there. Go over the speed hump and I'm going to nail it. And just to give you a sense of how much or how little noise comes into the cabin. Right, you ready? Here we go. So I'm not sure how much of that you were able to hear, and I'm not sure whether you're also able to get the sense of the urgency of this car. You've heard us rave about Teslas in the past. Anything electric essentially gives you all the torque instantly. So as soon as you touch that accelerator pedal, you've got 200 newton meters at your disposal. And with such a lightweight car, the speed at which it moves is actually quite astonishing. It feels faster than the suggested figure of 6.9 seconds from 0 to 100. It feels a lot faster than that. But look, you know, it's just a really satisfying car to drive. You've got the battery pack in the floor, so center of gravity is low, meaning it handles really well. And then you've just got all that instant energy on tap and away you go. And again, it just makes that perfect car to be driving around the city. So the BMW i3, as I mentioned, this is the i3S. It has a little more power and it's a little faster than your standard i3, which is a bit cheaper. But if you're looking for a green option, looking for an option that'll have you stand out and be, I suppose, accessing the technology of tomorrow, this car gives us a real glimpse and an insight into what we'll see everywhere on the roads in the next 5 years. Well, the BMW i3 is absolutely a trailblazer. It's a cracking little car, and to be honest, I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats, is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes. The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180-kilowatt engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.
The key to success is to properly promote your business. Altrex Auto Accessories have a simple and cost-effective way of getting your message to thousands of people every day. Promotional number plate protectors. Altrex Auto Accessories promotional number plate protectors could be screen printed with your business or dealership name, logo, phone number, whatever you require. To find out more about this affordable and effective marketing idea, visit altrex.com.au or call 02-9905-5055.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel. Where motoring starts.
Yeah, we're going to hear about a huge motor show coming to this country in a few minutes. We're also going to talk about homemade car accessories with Rachel Franco, inspired by, a quite clever bloke up in, I believe, North Queensland, who managed to fashion himself some new mud flaps out of three pairs of rubber thongs. I got a picture to show you later. It is just a classic.
I just love it. Simon, it's understated, it's elegant.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a certain sort of artisan effect.
Simon lies along in a minute or two, taking a look at a perennial favourite, the Subaru Outback. It's been updated for 2018, so we'll find out what that's like. But this is the one I know everyone's been waiting for, as we mentioned at the top of the show. There are ways to get out of a speeding ticket. And I think the best way to do it is don't speed.
I think so.
That's probably your best bet. Yes. But there could be other ways.
If, however, you have transgressed accidentally.
Sure.
Just the once, I wonder, or if you're a repeat offender.
Well, a repeat offender, you probably should have learned your lesson and you should be paying up, I'd suspect.
I'd say so.
But look, the girl who knows, she's a genius. She runs a brilliant magazine, editor of Money Magazine. In fact, it's a big behind the wheel welcome back to the lovely Effie Zahos. G'day, Effie. How are you going?
G'day, boys. I'm well. Yourself?
Oh, great, Effie. And it's great to talk to you again. Thank you so much. And it's good that Money Magazine keeps an eye on these things, because motoring is something that does consume quite a bit of money. Much and all as we love it, it can be an expensive pursuit, especially if you go beyond the speed limit.
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit worried that you call me an expert in this area because, although I've had definitely a couple of speeding times, I have, I'll admit it, it's interesting that how many mistakes do occur with this, and that's what we thought. Well, we'll put a challenge. What does it take to actually contest a traffic fine? And, of course, what I'm about to say is, you know, all legal ways of doing it. I don't have the ins and outs of doing this illegally.
Oh, no, sure. Nor would we promote that.
Of course not. Let's get that clear up front.
Yeah, for sure.
It was interesting to note that in New South Wales, you've got about 1,265 that are issued each year by mistake.
That's
quite a big amount. Not huge, about 0.2% of the total fines. And the thing that suggests then is that you really do need to check, was it you? And a lot of cases, when you are issued, say, with a red light fine, it doesn't come out until several weeks later. So it could be of a case, was it you? And the easiest thing that you've got to do is just confirm that. You can always look at the camera image online to make sure it was definitely your car. And that's the first thing. Establish, was it you? Was it you driving at that time? Because mistakes can happen. A number plate that's probably similar to yours could be the offending car, but the actual fine is actually sent to yourself.
Right.
So that's the best thing to do, is get online and make sure that the car in question is actually you.
There used to be charges associated with, certainly in some states, accessing the picture that the red light camera or the mobile camera had taken. I wonder whether that's still the case, or maybe they've eased that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely free now. You can go online and there is an image of it. Now, the intention is just to get the number plate and not the image of the driver. So I know what probably a few people are thinking, well, then I can just blame someone else for it. You've got to understand that there are some huge fines associated with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in New South Wales, I was surprised to learn that it could be up to $11,000.
Yes.
But if it was somebody else driving at that time, the best thing to do is not actually pay the fine, because that means you admit liability to it, but instead contact that person, let them know that you're going to transfer the fine to them, and then let them handle it from their end. So that's the number one thing to do. The other thing I thought was interesting is that if you've got a good driving record, it does actually have a say in what you find.
Yes, that's true. Now, my stepfather threw himself at the mercy of the court on his one and only speeding fine, and because he'd been driving for so many years, the magistrate said, or maybe it may not have even got to court. The police, you know, he contacted the police, mm-hmm. and they said, well, look, I hope you've learnt your lesson. Don't speed. And he hasn't since
retracted
then.
The fine?
Yep, they did.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe...
goodwill from the authorities collecting money. That's highly unusual.
That might be a good, you know, it might be something that people could think about.
Absolutely. I mean, it depends on which state you're in. For example, in Victoria, you may actually get a downgrade to a warning if you're speeding less than 10 k's over the limit and you've got a clear driving record for the past 2 years. In New South Wales, a little bit tougher. You have to be good for at least 10 years. So it's interesting to note what each state has. And I think the best thing is if you have got a clean record, definitely contest it. I mean, if you're speeding along because you're, you know, your partner's about to give birth, then I think that's fair. I think you can go through every red light then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're right. Or if you're going off on holidays. Oh, no, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count, does it? No.
That probably doesn't count. But just give it a go. But look, interesting with the speeding fines, I know this goes a little bit left of field, but I don't know if you guys have ever done a longevity calculator. We get online and let you know how long you're going to live.
Yes.
Really, really important for retirement.
Really frightful when you look at the results, too. Oh, I think, oh, wait a minute, I have a biological age of 200. Oh, good.
Have you got enough cash to last you for that? The reason I say this is I had a go of it, and to my surprise, because, look, I've had a speeding fine, and that actually lowered my age year. And then I changed it.
Really?
I lied on, yeah, surprisingly. Okay. Apparently, if you speed, you're a bit stressed as a type of person, and it means less years living. So I changed it and said I've never received a speeding fine, and I moved from 92 years old to the ripe old age of 106.
No way.
Oh, yep. Good work.
The problem was I don't have cash for the rest of those years.
Oh, no.
I know a good magazine you can get some great tips from.
Oh, fabulous. Do you now? Oh, I wonder where it's
at. Money magazine. What else are we going to find in this month's magazine? I'm sure it's jam-packed as always.
It is. We're talking about retirement. We speak to some people that actually managed to retire in 10 years. And I liken it to a cult, but I have a lot of respect and admiration for these. When I mean cult, I mean it in a good way. In
sure.
a sense, these people manage to save 60 to 80% of their income, and their plan is, I'm not going to give in to consumerism. We have such a big footprint. We don't need all the stuff we buy. They cut back everything, and they're planning to retire in 10 years, and there's just some great plans that they've got in place on how they're going to do it. Mm. It actually made me rethink about what I do in the sense that I take a more balanced approach, but the plans that these people have are quite amazing when they're very serious about retiring young.
Right. Would that include a motoring purchase, or do they walk or get the bus? I reckon they'd be on the bus.
I'm sorry to say, but you guys won't do well in this world. They get rid of the car. not good for wheels.
And tell me, how much, when you ask this question, I know the answer is not going to actually be an actual figure, because everyone I've asked this question of in interviews says, oh, well, that depends on your lifestyle and how.
How
much money do you need to retire, do you think, Effie?
I hate to say this. It does depend on your lifestyle. Don't listen to ASPA.
There you go.
Do you want a great life? Do you want polyester and calf wine, or do you want the real stuff?
Yeah, definitely the real stuff.
Okay, yes. It's going to cost you a little bit more. Probably about $640 is what ASPA says as a couple. I myself probably need a little bit more.
Okay, and that's very interesting. I'm going to buy my copy of Money Magazine and have a look at that, because I think we should all be thinking about retirement. And sadly, in the kind of industry I work in, you have to think about it on a daily basis.
That's the way it goes. Actually, your local newsstand, online, or wherever good magazines are sold, Money Magazine, go get it. It's under the stewardship of the very lovely Effie Zahos, and really good of you to spend some time with us again today, Effie.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks, Effie.
Alrighty, product review time. And, well, you wouldn't leave the house without deodorant on, Well, I hope you wouldn't anyway. So why get around in a car that stinks? There's a really great solution with a range of different air fresheners from Alltrex Auto Accessories. I know you might find that shocking and surprising, but they do indeed sell all sorts of little tree air fresheners. These things have been around for 100 years because they work. You can get them in all sorts of different flavours or odours or fragrances.
They're the ones that look like little pine trees.
Strangely enough, yes, they are.
Yes. Look, I have seen those and they really work.
They do. They come in a vanilla scent, linen fresh, spring air. I'm not sure whether that makes you sneeze or not. I don't think it would.
No.
And then, of course, the smell everybody wants, new car.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely smell.
I once read somewhere that when you do get into a brand new car, it does have a certain odour to it. That odour is the result of a whole heap of toxic chemicals that have come together.
It's just what you want to know.
New car smell, the actual genuine new car smell, isn't all that
toxic.
Healthy. However, on the little trees from Alltrex Auto Accessories, it's perfectly harmless.
And good for you because it keeps the car smelling fresh and nice.
Exactly right. And there's nothing worse than... No, I'm not going to go down that track. It's going to be about being Alltrex Auto Accessories, for all of your online and car accessory purchases, it is absolutely the place to go. Alltrex.com.au.
Motorists are taking more notice than ever about how their car ownership affects the environment. But did you know that simply keeping your car clean can also be environmentally damaging? If you want to do the right thing and keep potentially harmful chemicals out of the drains, then invest in the EcoCar car cleaning range from Alltrex Auto Accessories. EcoCar are a range of effective and environmentally safe products that every Australian garage should have. And they contain environmentally friendly ingredients including natural coconut and aloe vera. You can purchase the EcoCar car cleaning range from the Alltrex Auto Accessories online store at alltrex.com.au.
Australian families looking for the ideal vehicle for their needs are often left frustrated. Some vehicles seem to tick all the boxes but then cost the earth. Others are well priced but don't have the space or features that families need. Stop compromising, as there is an option that won't leave you wanting more. The new Havel H9. Boasting a 180 kilowatt turbo engine, 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability and 7-seat capacity, the Havel H9 just can't be beaten. Visit your local Havel dealership today or havel.com.au.
Behind the wheel.
On the road. Accelerated by behindthewheel.com.au.
Yes, indeed. We've already been on the road in an all-electric BMW. Were you impressed with the i3S standing for sporty?
Absolutely impressed, and certainly it was sporty, or maybe that's just the way you were driving it.
Could well have been.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a white-knuckle ride.
We got homemade car accessories on the way, inspired by
oh, I love this.
The rubber thong mud flap.
Yep. It's
three pairs.
White.
And the guy had gone to enough trouble to make sure that all the thongs were the same colour.
Of course.
So he had three on one wheel and three on the other, but they're all
have
the traditional kind of, you know, yep, white with black rubber strappy bit.
Yep. Nothing says Australia more than thongs at the back of the car or even in the car driving the car, I would say, and a hat with corks on it.
Nothing a little bit off topic, but I was driving behind a car that you could see was filled with baby seats, you know, yes, in the back row. There was a sticker on the back and it said, "I used to be cool." And I you nailed it. You nailed it. Hey, Simon Lies along shortly too with a review of the 2018 Subaru Outback. But right now, as promised at the top of the show, we're going to talk about a great new motor show coming to this country. If you've heard of SEMA in LA, and of course anyone who likes cars has heard of that epic show, it's probably a bit similar to that, but it's going to be here in Australia. Some really big special guests coming out. And from MotorX, which will be happening, I believe, 26th and 27th of May at the showground in Melbourne, we welcome Andrew, who I don't know his last name and I don't even know what he does. Do you even work for MotorX?
I think I do.
Right.
So, guys, thanks for having me on the show. Great to see, you know, your interest in MotorX. Now, I'm one of the owners of the show.
Right, so okay.
Which qualifies.
So you're responsible.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excellent. Like a dodgy car show provider.
Right, okay.
So MotorX has been around in Australia since, this is MotorX number 18.
Right, okay.
What's happened this year, as you've just alluded to, is we've formed this great relationship with SEMA, the biggest automotive aftermarket car show in the world. They're bringing out a whole bunch of American businesses to join the MotorX show this year. So that's a really exciting evolution for the event. MotorX is Australia's sort of biggest aftermarket car show and product show of held indoors at the Melbourne Showgrounds. It's a great place to come and look at amazing custom modified cars, whether they be elite show cars, which is really what MotorX is known for, or all the way down to just beautiful cars that people drive and love, and surrounded by fantastic Australian and now American automotive businesses.
What I'm looking forward to is whether there is anyone, whether there's a stand devoted to rubber thong mud flaps at SEMA. Any hope?
My team, who will be listening intently, will be straight onto that. I mean, we've got wacky and wild products and all that kind of thing. Those ones in particular, I have not seen on our traders list.
No, I wouldn't think so. But it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to see what's the latest and brightest and boppiest in aftermarket accessories, things they can do with their car, because people love their cars. Many people love their cars to this day and just want to do that little bit extra.
Just have a bit of a tinker, put a bit of this on, a bit of that on, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what MotorX appeals to, certainly from the trade and exhibition side of it, is anyone from having a tinker to all the way through to putting, serious horsepower into the car. So it's everything. It's appearance all the way through to engineering and serious horsepower engineering as well. And we go from looking at just great cars that people love. Like we say at MotorX about the cars, like, if you love it, we'll love it. So we've got those daily drivers that come, but all the way through to the amazing, heavily modified custom cars, including, as we do every year at MotorX, there'll be around 10 brand new builds curated by Owen Webb, our chief steward, that have never been seen before, cars that have been 2, 3, 5 years in the build process, and we unveil them at MotorX, and that's always a real highlight of the event.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. And obviously these guys, putting their blood, sweat and tears, everything they've got into these cars, I imagine probably an awful lot of money too. I would think you probably have some pretty expensive displays there.
Oh, totally. Look, some of these cars it's hard to put a dollar value on it, but in terms of time and parts and all that kind of, and time, parts and products, like, there are cars here that are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The whole process about modifying and building cars is a process that's done with mates, with family, with friends. The end result comes from a collaboration of people. It's never about one person, and that's a really great thing about street machining and a great thing about customizing cars.
And one of the things you did neglect to mention is sometimes it helps to have deep pockets as well.
I think it's all a matter of priority.
That's it, exactly.
some people spend their money on, going to the footy, and some people spend their money and time building cars. It's always a group effort. These machines are always the result of people getting together and working, and that's a quintessentially Australian thing as well.
Absolutely. I believe you've got some pretty big names coming out too.
Totally. We always have. Look, there's always a great group of celebrities and that sort of thing that come from the, obviously, from the automotive side of things. We're really pleased to welcome Chip Foose. it doesn't get any bigger or better than Chip. And he's coming out to spend 2 full days at MotorX, which is really exciting. And it's exciting for a number of things. It's great for the public to see him.
Yep.
It's great for us to expose the scene to the American side, and that also includes the SEMA exhibitors. But it's also fantastic for the builders to get that one-on-one or that feedback, and also I think respect and appreciation from someone as high profile and someone as credible as Chip.
I've got a good mate who has spent I think about the last 10 years on a truck. He was inspired by Chip, in fact, and I know he's entered in the event. So he's dead keen for Chip to just wander up and go, hold on a minute, I know that truck. I've built one just like it. And then Jason he'll be on his knees and asking for autographs and all the rest of it. So that should be good fun.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Chip's going to actually draw three of the cars at Motorex. He'll draw the Grand Builder, which is the big award.
Yeah.
He's going to draw that car. He'll also draw one from Real Street, which is the kind of daily drivers category that
sure.
I spoke about before, and then just one wild card, a car or maybe a truck that he sees and loves.
Well, maybe. You never know. Fingers crossed. Mm. Now, Andrew, how do we get there? What do we do? When is it? How much? All that sort of stuff.
Oh, look, it's pretty simple. Head to motorex.com.au to grab tickets. It's cheap as chips to come. I think it's around $30 for a day maybe $50 for 2 days. There are family tickets available.
Mm-hmm. You need to put your prices up. Nothing's that cheap anymore.
Oh, no, exactly. Well, mate, we just want people to come.
Like, yeah, fair enough.
I mean, what we want to do is show the evolution of this event into something really exciting. It is an indoor static car show, but it is full of moving parts. We've got drift demos, we've got mad four-wheel drive rider experience, we've got freestyle motocross happening, as well as all the beautiful cars, live music, great food. It's a really good place to spend either 1 or 2 days if you love your automobile.
Fantastic.
So just go to motorex.com.au, as you said, May 26, 27 at the Melbourne Showground. Plenty of parking on site.
Yeah.
There's some limited spots in the Real Street category if you want to show your car,
ooh,
but everything else is pretty much full.
Gotcha. All right, motorex.com.au. Andrew, really appreciate your time. Good luck with the event. I know Pete and I will be down there because it just sounds genuinely exciting. And
it does.
Maybe see if we can get to shake Chip's hand or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Well, if you know someone who can introduce him.
Right. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, expect a text message after this interview, yeah?
Totally.
Good on you, Andrew.
Mate,
thanks, mate.
You guys down there. Cheers. Thank you.
Havel's just released a new family 7-seater SUV, the Havel H9. A finalist in the 2017 4x4 Australia Awards, the Havel H9 is an impressive SUV, boasting a 180kW turbo engine, smooth 8-speed auto, 5-year warranty, real off-road ability, and 7-seat capacity. The luxurious Havel H9 will take you to the outback and back in complete comfort. It's the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au. Where motoring starts.
Behind the Wheel.
On the road. Accelerated by behindthewheel.com.au.
Yeah, we've been on the road a couple of times already this week in the BMW i3S, the all-electric. It's not a supercar, but just brilliant city car.
It's a terrific car. Remind me of the price.
The way it was sitting with its all its little sort of options and stuff, about 75.
Right.
69 before options.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you've got to take into account the fact that you don't pay for petrol.
That's
so
right.
Even if you plug the thing into mains electricity,
yep,
even with the ridiculous extortionate prices we pay at the moment, still only costs you on average about $11 a week to charge.
So if you decided, look, I'm going to put solar panels on the roof of my house.
And carbon neutral.
Carbon neutral, yeah. So that's, and now the one you've been driving, just remind me again about the extended. Does it have the extended motor?
This one, the one I drove, didn't have
pure
the extended
electric
motor. Pure electric.
Good.
With a range of just under 200 kilometres.
That's fine. And the way you drive it, a range of under
30
k's.
No. I got a good 190 k's out of a charge.
Yep.
And I found that it was just a really easy car to live with, particularly around the city. And you kind of, you know, you get into traffic jams and you just...
Oh, they're beautiful.
You can see all the noxious gases spewing from the cars around you and you can hear them just drinking fuel and you're sitting there doing nothing.
That's right. It's a while since I've driven the i3, but I loved it. And
You can go, let you come in and have a look at it if you like.
Oh, I'll just have a look at it from a distance, but I won't get too close. But once you do get inside, of course, you've talked about all this in the review, but the thing is, it's so beautifully designed on the inside. It's kind of minimalist yet just
but the exterior
lovely.
As I was saying before, like, I mean, it just looks like nothing else on the road.
Oh, very much.
You know,
much.
You kind of see them coming and go,
what is that? I love
and
it.
And little kids in particular love it.
Yes.
And you know
right.
you're in something cool when the little
it's
kids are just
cool
like,
and
oh,
very
wow.
boppy. Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of little kids, He's got
one. Somebody who's got one.
He's got one. Yep. See, you thought I was going to go somewhere else. So that it is. It's Simon Lai. Hi.
Hi, Chris and Pete.
Hello, yeah. Simon.
How
great
are you,
to talk to you.
Good to be here.
How is Mini Simon?
Yes, he is. Fine.
He's good?
Yeah.
Excellent.
All good.
Now, how are you getting to the stage walking in press cars? Because, yes, crawling, walking, kind of, you know, talking. I imagine would like, you know, those little sort of cheese sticks or, you know, the yogurt in a pack that you can get. Have we had anything kind of come out of the car seat and, you know, impact any of the press cars?
Oh, yes.
Interiors?
No, good question. No, unfortunately, no. I mean, it's still in the car seat, so it all kind of contained at the moment. So ask me in a couple of years.
Okay, right.
That is
fair
so
enough.
Great. Now, you've been driving a Subaru in the form of the Outback.
Yep.
Tell me, does it have the restraint points or the anchor points
ISOFIX.
for the Now, what are they called?
ISOFIX.
Oh, that's right.
It stands for something. I don't know what, but yep. Yeah.
Yeah, does it have?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they do. Most cars do have them nowadays, but Subaru ones are probably one of the better ones. You always find some people, you know, they don't, I guess, create a very nice port for them. Sometimes they just shove between the seats, but, you know, nice plastic ones with covers, they're usually the best ones to go for.
Lovely. Now, the Subaru Outback, it's been around for about 1,000 years. Still looks
like you guys.
Pretty current.
Hey, hey.
So that's one to him, but we've still got control of the okay. buttons, remember? just you wait. it's been around for a while, but still looks pretty fresh. And I've got to say, still, I think, an excellent, if not better alternative than to an SUV.
It's classified as an SUV. I'm
yeah, it's a station wagon, isn't it?
Station wagon. But, yeah, it's kind of in between. Like, it rides a little bit high, but, yeah, that elongated shape as opposed to the squarish, blocky look, yeah, it really isn't like the other SUVs. And you're right. Like, from the outside, you know, Subaru's got their really unique kind of sharp styling. And even now, it looks good. This current one that I was driving is the Outback 3.6R. which has a 3.6-litre engine. It hasn't really changed much. It's kind of like a midlife refresh. So there's just a few changes to the outsides, like the bumper, the grille, the mirrors, and the wheels. And then the inside just has a few extra bits, like different vents and air conditioning controls and a bit of stitching and that kind of thing. And they have included Apple CarPlay and Android Auto as well.
Good.
So
that's good.
That's a good thing, but still no digital radio, strangely enough.
Ah, that's annoying. Now, Simon, the 3.6-litre Boxer 6, I remember being a rather lusty, powerful unit, but it also had a fairly hefty thirst on it.
Yeah, that's right. I've driven this a few times in the past. For some reason this time, it just didn't seem as punchy as it was before, especially in like the sport sharp mode.
Gotcha.
But you're right,
has it got
heavier?
Could maybe have dulled it off?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe okay. The baby makes all the difference.
That's what it is. It's Mini Simon and all these yogurt packs.
The consumption was a bit higher. I found it was just about 12.5 litres for 100 km for the week.
Okay, that's probably what you'd expect though.
But that's a
for
lot
for a six.
Yeah, but
it's a lot.
I mean, this is an Outback, and you're going through 12.6 litres per 100 k's.
Yeah. Well,
that's
you can get the diesel Boxer, but of course you've got the 2.5 four-cylinder still there, Simon, too, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't want something so big or so thirsty, then that's another option. But the thing is, with all of them and quite a few Subarus, they all come with a CVT, which I know yourself and Joel aren't really a fan of.
No,
and,
no.
It's still the same. That part hasn't changed.
Gotcha.
Subaru is big on safety, and this is the top of the range, so there's quite a few features, and that's all for about 50 grand, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Excellent. Well, I will read with interest your review at behindthewheel.com.au of the Subaru Outback. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Simon.
See you, guys.
Cheers.
Yep, so it was a story, I think it was a Daily Mail, and there it is, in Queensland, well, of course, where else would it be, bloke in a cab chassis ute, got the tray on the back there, and he's got his mud flaps that he's made himself.
Yes.
Now, I was at Target, or was it Kmart the other day? And had to get myself a pair of rubber thongs, for which I paid the princely sum of $1.50. So this bloke's used 3 pairs, so he's really latched out, hitting the dizzying heights of $4.50 for what has become a pair of rather functional and rather good-looking mud flaps.
Good-looking is what surprised me. When you told me about it, I thought, oh, this sounds hilarious, but what's it going to look like? He's done it absolutely beautifully, and I reckon if he decided that he was going to go into business, there is a business opportunity there. They look amazing.
Absolutely.
He's gone to the trouble of making sure they're colour-coordinated and, you know, they're
and
not
I suppose,
expensive.
You know, they'd be easily replaced. You know, maybe if you get a bit of damage on the middle one, well, you only have to use one more thong.
That's exactly
right.
So
it's just genius all round.
Marvellous idea.
And it was a genius that drew our attention to us.
Oh,
to it. She's
name,
also gorgeous.
Her name is Rachel Franco, and she is just hilarious and wonderful. Rach, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Still going, and it's day to day. And you know what that's like.
That's all you can hope for, really, isn't it?
So the rubber thong mud flaps, Rach.
I think they're great.
I've got to say, it's just inspired design. It's so clever.
And a lot of craftsmanship in that too.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
They did it well.
Do you think, have you got any ideas sort of as to how long that would have taken him to kind of get it looking like he did?
I reckon a solid 10 minutes.
I don't know, actually. I looked at it and I thought, wait a minute, these thongs have to be mounted in some kind of frame and then it has to be put onto the back of the car. I suspect it would have taken a bit of time.
Half an hour?
Maybe an hour, but it's isn't it worth it, Rach?
Half an hour and $4.50.
Great,
and a couple of cans.
Oh well, of course, yes, exactly.
Yeah, of course,
probably even would have been a six pack of 4X, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes, I'd say
totally.
So.
Absolutely,
I think it's very clever.
Has it inspired you though to maybe come up with your own homemade car accessories? Not that we're trying to you know cut the lunch of our great mates over at Alltrex Auto Accessories, because if you want the professional stuff, they've got it all.
Get the real thing.
Get the real deal.
Absolutely.
But for a bit of Sunday afternoon fun, why not try some at-home pinstriping?
Well, what
liquid
I was thinking
paper?
Of doing...
Lovely
yeah,
idea.
Liquid, you could do that. Or you can get that tape now, the liquid paper tape.
Oh, that's right,
run down along the side.
There you go.
I actually wanted to just rip my antenna off and get a wire coat hanger and replace it with
the mainland Australia, and you would get extra points if you could somehow work Tassie into it as well.
Lovely idea. Or if you wanted to
figure that one out.
If you've been overseas on a holiday and you've been to the Eiffel Tower and you bought one of those little Eiffel Tower statuettes, the ones that light up in the dark with those gorgeous colours that glow in the dark, put one of those on the car. How smart would that look?
Just sitting up there proud,
just sitting up
on the dashboard.
I've been abroad. Look at this. Well, maybe, I don't know. Speaking of going abroad, there are other things you can do, I've discovered, with cars. Have you ever travelled in a cab in Japan anywhere? Let me tell you how...
Well, I have been in a cab, yes.
In Japan. Well, let me see if this refreshes your memory, Rach. Mm-hmm. The driver will have a beautiful cap.
Right.
Peaked cap.
Yeah.
With the insignia of the taxi company on, and a pair of gloves.
Right.
Have to have those. The seats have doilies.
Of course, got to have a doily.
Absolutely.
See, there's an at-home car accessory.
Exactly. So
you crochet
make
needle out
doilies, and how good is that going to be? And the thing that's so those are things you can do yourself if you've got a bit of time.
Just like every Japanese taxi driver.
Exactly.
You could refashion those rubber gloves. So you get the yellow ones as opposed to the pink ones,
or a pair of dishwashing gloves. Doesn't matter.
There you go.
Be lovely. And of course, there's another thing they do, but I don't think we can. I don't think even if you had all afternoon, you could fashion this. And that's an automatic rear door opener and closer. So you don't open the door.
Yes, they
open the door for you to get in from their seat. So it's done remotely.
Yes.
Right.
Then you get in and they look over their shoulder to make sure that there's nothing protruding, and bang, the door closes.
I'd
all
love
by
that
itself.
In my car.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We can get that, of course, in the Tesla Model X. They do that, don't they?
Yes, they
Although
do.
They do, on the odd occasion, get a bit confused.
You remember?
Yes. Oh, we're not going to open the way. In fact, we will close the door on your leg, sure. And then the falcon wing doors.
That tiny little crack through the door, can't you?
Oh, well, I tell you.
The thing about those falcon wing doors is I keep thinking, but what if you have an incredibly low roof in your garage, as I do? Would you?
Yeah.
That is an issue.
Yeah. But
and
anyway.
One thing you shouldn't do either is get out of the front door, the passenger side front door, with maybe three or four beverages, you know, in you.
Under your belt, yeah.
And sort of accidentally sort of jump out of the front passenger door and kind of head back towards the car as the falcon wing door's closing, and you kind of get a massive couch out of your skull.
You speak from experience, of course.
I don't know. I'm sure it just could happen, I'd imagine.
So, Rach, what else were you thinking of? We did earlier think about weaving your own blanket, a travel blanket for kiddies in the back, complete with the Commodore or Falcon logo. Yep. You know, just weave it in.
And it could double as a floor mat.
Floor mat's gorgeous. So you make your own?
Yeah.
And then there was the refashioning of the old Venetian blind that used to be on the laundry window, turn that into, cut it in half and turn it into a full-length back window blind.
You just don't see enough Venetians in the back of cars anymore.
I think I might put some in the Mazda 6.
There we go.
That's a good idea.
I know. One thing we don't see a lot of anymore is vinyl roofs.
Exactly.
If you've got any leftovers, maybe you've redone the kitchen recently and you've got some lino out the back.
Yeah.
A vinyl
pot of glue.
Yep, nothing wrong with that at all.
That'll look great on the Mazda 6.
And I'm sure...
it'll look awesome.
It'll look awesome. And the heat would hardly affect the glue and the vinyl.
It would
hardly curl up at the corners and start ripping off spontaneously as you speed down the Pacific Highway. And your vinyl roof goes, shoing, and wraps itself around a windscreen of a car travelling behind you.
Oh, dear. Yet more inspired conversation here at Behind the Wheel.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
We're out of time. Rach, thank you so much. That was a brilliant little topic. I love that. Come back with another one next week, won't you?
Will do.
Excellent. Stay safe. Pete, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to get my vinyl and glue.
Oh, do it.
Sure it'll
do
work.
Do it, yes. And make it a bright colour too, I beg you.
I'm going faux wood.
It'll be a craft weekend for Chris. He's going to bedazzle his car. Love it.
One of the smartest and most versatile products in the Altrex Auto Accessories range is Skin's Invisible Protection Film. Apply to your car's headlights or paintwork to protect from stone chips and road debris damage without affecting aerodynamic efficiency or the look of your car. You can use the ultra-thin and strong film on items around your house, such as windows, furniture and white goods. Order a roll now at altrex.com.au or pick some up at your local auto accessory retailer. Skin's Invisible Protection Film. The clear choice in paintwork and headlight protection, and a whole lot more.
The ideal family vehicle has 7 seats, is spacious, practical, luxurious, and realistically priced. The new Havel H9 ticks all those boxes. The 2018 Havel H9 has just landed in Australian dealerships and boasts a turbocharged 180-kilowatt engine, 8-speed auto transmission, and more of the luxuries car buyers have come to expect from Havel. With 7 seats, great off-road ability, and a 5-year warranty, this is the ultimate family adventure SUV. Visit your Havel dealer to see what everyone is raving about, or havel.com.au.